When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. It's our triple option feature. Steve, I'll let you roll this first.
All right, guys, I'm going to be talking about the Pelicans, and they gave us a medical update. Yeah, quite a number of players here with a medical update from them. Jose Alvarado will do it here. Left hamstring strain. He is supposedly progressing well through rehab, and he's going to be reevaluated in approximately 2 weeks. Jordan Hawkins, he's diagnosed with a lumbar spine annular fissure. We got to get Dr. Elias on for that one. He'll be reevaluated in approximately 1 week. Brandon Ingram, right plantar tendonitis, went through a full practice today. His listen is questionable for tomorrow's game against the Phoenix Suns, so a positive there. Also another positive, Herb Jones, he's got a right shoulder strain. He went through a full practice today as well and is also listed questionable for tomorrow's game against the Suns. Eves Missy, the rookie, popping up on the injury report. He is questionable for tomorrow. He's dealing with a right ankle sprain. And then the big one, Zion Williamson, a left hamstring strain. He supposedly is progressing well through his rehab, and he's going to be re-examined in approximately 2 more weeks. So that's the rundown of the Pelicans' injury front right now. The positives I'll take away from it, Ingram, Herb Jones, at least questionable for tomorrow. We could be seeing them against the Phoenix Suns.
Man, think about them doctor bills when you got all them guys on there. Cullen, I'll throw it to you.
Okay, guys. You guys enjoy that Monday night game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a blast watching that. I had a blast watching Jerry Jeudy. I'm getting this from Patrick Daughtry on Twitter, NFL writer for NBC Sports. Jerry Jeudy had 14.1% of his career yardage production in the 5 games since Jameis Winston took over as starters. He is literally sitting at what? He's sitting at 3,933, capped off by that 9 catches, 235 yards. I mean, you couldn't make up that stat line. I know it's Jameis Winston. I know. That's an expected thing. He's going to, you know, throw for, what, 3 touchdowns, maybe 2 picks, maybe two pick sixes,
right.
400 yards. It's do or die. It's a roller coaster. It's all or nothing. I wouldn't have expected that.
Jeudy, that's a definition right there of, you want to say, quote-unquote, revenge game playing against those Denver Broncos. That was fun.
No, this was all shot at Sean Payton.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could tell there's a little friction. I would say a little bit more than a little bit of friction.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sean kind of grates people the wrong way. We saw it here. I mean, you know, and he kind of revels in that, to be honest with you. It don't matter to him. Hey, it's your problem, not mine. But, boy, Jerry Jeudy came to play.
And he was playing up to the crowd, too, like, go ahead, boo me, bring it on.
I mean, Winston came to play, too. I mean, another stat, Jerry Jeudy's receiving yard total tonight or that night is higher than Deshaun Watson's passing yardage total in every game he played this year.
I can believe that. Boy, Deshaun. man, again, some of that is injury. But also, he has never been the same since that suspension and off-the-field issues. And I've never seen what I would say was a star player in this league fall that far, that quickly. He just fell off the cliff, so to speak, as a football player. This recruiting class for LSU is really out-of-state dominated. And look at the numbers. They got one offensive lineman from the state of Louisiana. That's Brett Bordelon, Bayou guy. Went to Isadora Newman. Zero defensive linemen. One linebacker of the four they signed. That's Kalen Moses from University. One corner. Aiden Anding, who is the number one rated corner in the state from Ruston. And one tight end. J.D. LaFleur, I know I'm getting old, man. I remember his dad in high school. He ends up going to LSU and was a first-round pick of the Cowboys in 1997. Now, where LSU made some ground, so to say, locally in Louisiana, two safeties in Chase Thomas from Destrehan and Jacob Bradford from Catholic. The two receivers, Tayron Francis from Edna Carr and Philip Wright from Destrehan, and the two running backs, J.T. Lindsey and Harlem Berry. This, they got a lot of concentration, especially on the trenches out of state for LSU. And I think, you know, that's calculated, that they felt the out-of-state athlete was better than the guy from the state of Louisiana. It opened up the doors, too, for Ole Miss, three players from the state of Louisiana. I don't remember that in a while, for that to open up. And you can't get everybody. I mean, you're going to lose players, especially now in the world of pay-for-play. But, man, that's a short list of Louisiana guys, and I think that's why you bring in a Corey Raymond and Frank Wilson to try to shore up getting more of those top 12 players in the state of Louisiana. You had four of them leave the state.
Man, that was something Coach O obviously was something so good at, is putting those fences around the Louisiana border.
The one board he couldn't bring down, Alabama. They always picked a guy or two out of the state.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.